Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
You can't beat, you can't beat Kennedy, 'cause you suck at trivia, you see. You won't get any more than two, and she'll get more than you. That's why you're going to lose, 'cause you're a loser.
Everybody say good morning to Abby.
Ab.
Hey, Abby.
Good morning, guys.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Living the dream.
Abby's been virtually teaching summer school.
I don't know how you do it.
I don't know how she's doing it either.
You know, we're making do with what we got. That's all we can do.
So now, positive. You're so positive.
Abby, do you know if you're going to be going back into the classroom when school starts back?
No, we don't know yet. Yeah. I'm just hoping for the best. Whatever they decide is, you know, fine with me.
Every day I get a call from another parent going, hey, what are you guys going to do?
I know.
Have you heard anything?
It's so stressful for you guys. Yeah. I feel
I
so
imagine.
Bad.
All right, here we go.
It
is Redemption Week. What was the score when you beat Kennedy, Abby?
I think it was 4-3.
Oh, all right. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
All right, Redemption Week. We bring back the five most recent competitors to have defeated Kennedy, giving Kennedy a chance to redeem herself. She stepped over into that soundproof booth. She cannot hear any of these questions. You have to get more right than Kennedy to win. You tie, you lose. Question number one. Tim McGraw has a theory on albums. He says, the third song on an album is super important because it needs to keep people interested after they've given you the first two songs a chance. Who is Tim McGraw married to?
Faith Hill.
I think that theory doesn't work anymore because albums aren't like that anymore.
Unless you are somebody that listens to a full album. Because yeah. I would agree with him. I think that's a smart
I get
thing.
What he's saying because yeah. I definitely remember that being a thing. I just feel like I get so many singles now.
I know, yeah.
Nick Cannon apologized for his anti-Semitic remarks and will remain host of The Masked Singer. Who won season one of The Masked Singer?
Oh, God.
I'll give you a hint. It's one of Annie's all-time favorites.
Kelly Clarkson.
Question number three. Post Malone lost a bet over a game of beer pong and had to get Kansas City Chiefs player Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce's autographs tatted on him. Post Malone had a song with this heavy metal singer on his album, Hollywood's Bleeding. Who was that?
Oh, Annie's going to kill me if I don't know this.
I know. Yeah, you're right. Question number four. The cast of this.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, there you go. The cast of The Sandlot is next up for a virtual reunion. Fans will get to see Smalls, the great Hambino, and all the rest of the crew since appearing on the big screen together in 1993. The best player on the team was Benny the Blank Rodriguez.
Benny the Jet Rodriguez.
Killing me, Smalls. Question number five. Britney Spears has posted some new dance videos on her Instagram showing off her moves to Billie Eilish and Rihanna songs. Finish the Britney lyrics. It might seem like a crush, but it doesn't mean that I'm serious. 'Cause to lose all my blank. There you go.
I don't know.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Carson, you read them so brutally.
I know, on purpose.
It's the best part.
It's the best. I don't want you to be able to figure it out.
So serious.
All right, Kennedy.
Yeah.
Abby, I think, got 3 out of 5 is what I have.
Okay.
Yes.
These are tough. You ready?
I am.
Your all-time favorite country singer, Tim McGraw, has a theory on albums. He says the third song on an album is super important because it needs to keep people interested after they've given you your first two songs a chance. Who is Tim McGraw married to?
Faith Hill.
Nick Cannon apologized for his anti-Semitic remarks and will remain as host of The Masked Singer. Who won season one of The Masked Singer?
Oh.
Should I give Kennedy
T-Pain?
This? Oh, I was there. You go. Look at you. That is correct.
Theodore Payne.
Theodore Payne.
2-1 for Kennedy. Question number three. Post Malone lost a bet over a game of beer pong and had to get Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce's autographs tatted on him. Post Malone had a song with this heavy metal singer on his album, Hollywood's Bleeding. Who was that?
Ozzy Osbourne.
3-2. Question number 4. The cast of The Sandlot is up next for a virtual reunion, Kennedy. The best player on the team was Benny the Blank Rodriguez.
Kennedy.
I know.
Oh, you are killing me, Kennedy.
It's my first crush ever.
I don't remember.
Benny the Jet.
Benny the Jet Rodriguez. Round in the base.
We are tied at 3. Question number 5. Britney Spears has posted some new dance videos on her Instagram showing her moves, Kennedy.
I think she looks great.
Finish the Britney lyric. It might seem like a crush, but it doesn't mean that I'm serious. Because to lose all my blank.
Senses. That's just so typically me.
Wow. That was good.
Nice girl.
Nice job.
Oh, baby, baby.
There it is.
All right. Well, great job with beating Kennedy the first time. Unfortunately, you don't get it done the second time around. What do you want
but
to say?
But I still love you.
You're the best.
I still love you guys, too.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go, Abby?
I'm Abby from Quincy, and I can't beat Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
It's a lovely photo of her from
Don't even
concert.
Try, homeboy. You can't beat her. She's going to school, you sucker. You can't beat Kennedy. You can try, but man, you can't beat her. You ain't going to win. You're going down. You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no. Stop. Game time.
Everybody say good morning to Rich from Georgetown.
Rich.
Good morning, guys.
Rich, as I understand it, wanted to go to the beach this weekend, but that's going to be tough. Everybody's shutting down the parking lots.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where do you normally go? Which beach?
I usually go to Sandy Point, which is up on Plum Island.
Oh, yeah. Oh, look at
it's
you.
Very, very small. You got to get there real early.
Right. I'm that kind of person, though. 6 a.m. Let's go.
Same. Pots and pans waking everybody up.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We're not messing around.
Yeah. People hate us.
Oh, same.
We're morning people. They hate us.
All right, Rich, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Hey, Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Good luck to you.
I'm going to be on Sandy Neck down on the Cape by 8 a.m.
Good.
Mark my words.
Good.
5 pop culture trivia questions. Rich, you get more right than Kennedy. Score yourself $100. Looking at the big board, Kennedy's got 3,256 wins, 277 losses. Again, if you tie, you lose. Question number 1. Kate Middleton revealed that Prince Louis isn't so good at practicing social distancing. Is it Louis or Louis?
I think it's Louis.
I think it's Louis, too. She said he wants to cuddle everything in sight, including any baby he sees. Kate Middleton is the Duchess of blank.
Windsor, I don't know.
Question number 2. Rapper Megan Thee Stallion revealed she suffered from gunshot wounds and is now recovering after having them surgically removed. Megan grabbed this icon to be on the remix of her hit song Savage. It ended up going to number 1. Who was on the remix with her?
I'll give you
a hint. Annie's all-time favorite.
I'm not sure if I'm saying it right.
Okay, question number 3. Aaron Rodgers and Danica Patrick announced they are parting ways after spending 2 years together. Which sport did Danica Patrick compete in before retiring in 2018?
It was car racing.
I'll accept that question.
Car racing?
Yeah. Question number 4. It is National Tattoo Day, so let's talk about Chris Rock. He got his first tattoo at the age of 55 alongside his teenage daughter. Chris Rock co-created this sitcom that was based around his troubles as a teenager. What was it called?
I don't know.
Question number 5. Billy Joel proves he's still the piano man by playing a wooden piano left on the sidewalk in Long Island. Billy Joel typically plays this Boston venue every summer. What is it?
Fenway Park.
All right. There we go. You're on the board. Not bad. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Those were tough, weren't they, Rich?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Well,
Annie. Tougher than yesterday.
I know. Annie was coming for you, I think.
She had ESP and knew you were going to do this today, Rich.
Rich got 2 out of 5, Kennedy.
All right.
These are difficult. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Kate Middleton revealed that Prince Louis isn't so good at practicing social distancing. She said he just wants to cuddle everything in sight, including any baby he sees.
No.
So Kate Middleton is the Duchess of blank.
Windsor. Sussex.
Cambridge.
Cambridge.
0-0. Rapper Megan Thee Stallion revealed she suffered gunshot wounds and is now recovering after having them surgically removed. Megan grabbed this icon to be on the remix of her hit song Savage that ended up going to number one.
Beyonce.
Beyonce is correct. 1-0, question number two. Aaron Rodgers and Danica Patrick announced they are parting ways after spending 2 years together. Which sport did Danica Patrick compete in before retiring in 2018?
She was a race car driver.
That is correct. NASCAR, as a matter of fact. 2-1, question number four. It's National Tattoo Day.
Hey.
Raise your hand if you've recently gotten a tattoo.
Still
I have my hand raised. Kennedy, raise your hand.
Yes.
Kennedy got a huge like sleeve tattoo the other day.
Well, starting this.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Long way.
It is gorgeous.
Yeah.
You should post a picture. I don't think anybody's seen it.
I'm waiting for it to heal.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't look good until it's all healed.
Sure. Okay. Well, I think it looks good already.
Thank you.
Kennedy, as you know, we're just going to talk about Chris Rock since it's National Tattoo Day. He got his first tattoo at the age of 55 alongside his teenage daughter. He co-created this sitcom that was based around his troubles as a teenager. What was the show called?
Everyone Hates Chris.
Everybody hates Chris.
God, yesterday!
It is 2-1 going to the final question.
Jeez, man.
Billy Joel proves he's still the piano man. He played a wooden piano left on the sidewalk in Long Island. Billy Joel typically plays this Boston venue every summer.
Fenway Park.
Fenway Park Kid, I think.
Fenway. Can't believe I don't get to see him sing Vienna this summer. Upset.
All right, well, Rich, you didn't get the win. You lose 3-2. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
This is Rich, and I can't beat Kennedy again.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.